IslamNet is establishing a masjid and a community center. If you donate to build this masjid, Allah will inshallah build a house for you in Jannah with bricks of gold and silver. Every person who prays in this masjid, every child that memorizes the Quran, you will inshallah share in that reward. Donate now, guys, and do not delay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Hope you guys are well, inshallah. Yes, it's been a long time, me, Hijab, and this sofa. But a special video brings us here today. It's this movie that's been circulating. I personally just wanted to ignore it. I spoke to some brothers that I know. But what the interest that I had was basically, what does the Shia communities have to say about this? That's what I really want to know.
Like,
do you get it? Because at the end of the day, what they have to say would tell me a lot about what they actually think. So I was sent a video randomly. I was just waiting here. I was waiting to go out. And this video... let's watch it for ourselves. So these are two individuals. We don't know if they're Shia or Sunni.
Hello, welcome to our channel. I know you guys missed us. It's been a long time, but we're back. We're back in better than ever. Anyway, as you read in the title, we're going to be reviewing the Lady of Heaven movie. We watched it a couple days ago.
It was interesting. Obviously, the person who made the movie is a very controversial person. Even within the Shia community, he's very controversial. Based off of that alone, there's a lot of don't watch it, don't do this, don't do that. So
we went ahead and watched it.
Yeah, to be honest with you, we were both very excited to actually see that something was being done in honor of Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. You know, naturally, you get excited when you see somebody that...
So what you just said that I'm assuming it's a Shia.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
Maybe,
huh? Yeah, it probably is, yeah. I mean, they said within the Shia.
Just the fear was, okay, this person is the one doing it. How is it going to turn out? Is it going to be a good depiction? Is it going to be a bad depiction? So today we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about what our opinion was about the movie. What we thought.
So let's not, this is very important. He said, we're going to see, is it a bad depiction or is it a good depiction? It's very important, yeah. Don't forget what he just said.
Some things that stood out, both good and bad. And, yeah, we'll open
it. Yeah, so to be honest, I was super excited to watch it to the point where we, should I mention that we didn't watch it? Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Obviously, within Shia, a lot of footage of the Shia, they allow that. I mean, you'll see depictions of Ali ibn Abi Talib and stuff like that.
I'm assuming that these filmmakers were so, they're so enraged in hate that apparently these people watched it that they didn't even talk about the story of Fatima. That they were just focused on just vilifying everyone else because they're saying, like, come on, like, the whole story is about her and all you're showing is, as far as I know, but it seems like...
But, yeah, also, you know, this whole narrative of, and I mentioned that in my own video, but I'll mention it here again, of Fatima being... they didn't mention it. Clearly, this shows that they've got... they're Shiites, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't mention the fact that the whole story was made up.
Okay, good. Which is very important.
This whole story of Umar ibn Khattab coming into the house and killing Fatima and then the baby being killed and then she going out apparently some time after and making a speech whilst her husband was cowering or stuff, which depicts Ali and Fatima in a very bad light.
Of course it does.
Forget about Umar ibn Khattab, what your views are on him.
Yeah.
We will always love and respect him. It's a part of our religion.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't need to.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll see on the Day of Judgment who's right and who's wrong. But the thing is, this is ahistorical.
So let me get this right. So these two Shia, these individuals here, they are basically giving their feedback on a story that isn't real.
Yeah, exactly.
This is very important. So let's carry on because this, as we see,
Shia mythology.
Yeah.
That's true. Like the whole movie is called The Lady of Heaven. Yet they don't really focus in much on her, which is odd. One thing one that the Prophet wanted to put the cloak on him, Imam Ali, Fatima Zahra, and Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein.
So the fact that they included it at least shows the significance of that situation in relation to like their standing with the Prophet, their position in their religion. And I like how the grandmother had like a very, very affectionate grandmother that was there, she was sharing the story with the kid. I really like the way that they did it. It was a very good feeling. It kind of reminds me of the way that like I grew up, you know, it was just, that's how it was. You kind of grow up with these notions of our imams and our Prophet and these teachings that they're very hard-won. There's always a lesson for kids and grown-ups to be derived from their lives and do the things that they say and the things that they do. So overall, we're happy that the story was told. There's a lot of things that happened after the death of the Prophet.
So you're happy with the story was told, but the story it's like me watching Superman. Because
it's worse than that, because at least Superman is a moral, it follows a certain structure. There's thought put into this. The story that they've put in these books, which narrates that Fatima was killed by Omar and all these things, and
while Ali radiallahu anhu was there witnessing it
and stuff.
I mean, this is the biggest dishonoring Ali. This movie was aimed to dishonor the companions. But in reality, I don't know if they show this in the movie, as if Umar ibn Khattab is coming in and killing her and Ali is there. This is the greatest dishonor to a lion of Islam. Ali radiallahu anhu, like, this is someone the enemies would shake. And you're telling me this man is in his house watching his wife being brutally killed?
Is that right?
Beaten, killed.
Is that in the film? Yeah?
No, we don't know the film. I'm saying a hadith.
Oh, that's the fake hadith.
The fake hadith, yeah?
Yes.
So this is the greatest dishonor to Imam Ali. Yeah, and if you hold him to that status, which we do, the greatest disrespect is that you're telling me someone like Ali radiallahu anhu, a warrior, a lion, is going to be there and somebody comes and slaps his wife, a'udhu billah.
Kills her.
And it kills her. He kills her. And he's like, what can I do about it? The greatest dishonor. And you guys are acting and reacting to this as if it's a true story. That's what bewilders me, bro. I'm like madness.
That's so stupid.
Controversial. And ultimately, at the end of the day, history speaks for itself. There are sources out there, so when there are films like this being made or there are narratives like this being pushed, one just has to, do the research on their own. It's meant to spark the curiosity of the individual in order that they go and they do the research on their own. So at the end of the day, this is the Shia narrative, and I'm glad that it was told. It reflected the oppression that the Ahlul Bayt faced after the Prophet's death and the corruption that kind of transpired.
So would you like it if the Sunnis made a film and depicted, I don't know, not that we can, we wouldn't. Imagine we did the same with the 12 Imams or these individuals that you guys hold, are love to you. And imagine if we did that, would you go and say, oh, it's freedom of expression, you should go and watch, you should make, would you say that? You wouldn't say that. You know you wouldn't say that. So why is it with this? Because to me, when you say this to me, it's like, wow, okay, the Shia community, I'm not judging based on two individuals, but you guys don't seem like
they don't care about disrespecting Sunnis.
No, exactly. So to me, when I see two Shias doing this, look, I've had Shias coming to me and start, do you do takfir? I don't do takfir of you guys. I don't. Yeah, I see you guys as my brothers and sisters. I'll be very honest with you. Unless you come and tell me that it's going to start cursing Aisha and her, and I'll say to you, my friend, see you later. The scholars will make that decision that anyone that insults the mother of the believer is a kafir. Yeah. So the thing is, we are trying to see from the Shia, and you two, I'm not going to say you're representative, but what you're saying to me is worrying. It's like, if you guys are saying this, I don't know what to expect from the whole Shia community. I'll be honest with you. Like, are you guys really this brainwashed to the level that you're saying that to depict the Prophet is, you mentioned that, which rightly so, them depicting is wrong, etc. And you are coming here and telling us the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his companions that he lived, fought with, battled, like these guys, the stuff they did, and you're here, this movie is basically tarnishing the image, lying about against them. Yeah, and if you are so concerned about the Prophet's image being shown, which we all should, what about his companions? How they're being degraded and insulted against?
Well, they don't care, but the bigger picture here is for them as well. This, as they write, it's not just controversial. This guy's an extremist, Yasser al-Habith.
Yeah.
He's an extremist.
He's a terrorist.
Yeah, he's an individual who's actually got individuals, militias fighting on his behalf.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of us taking someone from ISIS. It's actually, I would say way worse, to be honest, in my view.
Yeah.
Taking someone from ISIS, their scripts, and praising it and talking of it and just saying it's good that it shows this or that or the other. You know, it shows you that, to be quite honest with you, the standards are completely messed up, skewed up.
Exactly.
And quite honest, it shows you the level of disrespect that now individuals from the Shia community think they can give us. Don't try and disrespect us.
Imagine Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, which is actually enough to do us. It doesn't represent us.
Yeah.
Doing a video like this, and then we go, oh, it's free. If you want to watch it, it was good.
Don't get comfortable. Come on. Get comfortable. Mm. Yeah. try and depict our sacred symbols in a manner and then just coming out nonchalantly speaking. Don't get comfortable because believe me, that's going to create some rift that we don't want in this in the community.
Exactly.
Move out of the way, man.
It's
not like, oh, we're trying to make this person look bad. Like, it's like, this story is a story. Like, you don't have to make that person look bad.
If the person looks bad, the person looks bad based off of their own actions that are...
No, once again, you guys are being sly here. You're basically saying, you don't need to make the person bad. Tell the story, because in the story, he is bad.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, exactly. So you're saying basically...
He's depicted as a black man, right?
I don't know.
I think, isn't that correct? They're depicted with black skin and stuff like that. So all the antagonists are depicted in black skin. How come you didn't say anything about that? How come you didn't say anything about that? Is that casual racism that you got now going on in the Shia community? Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, exactly. Let's watch the last 15 seconds. Yeah, that's it, man.
These people, man, they think they should come out. We need voice of condemnation. Don't come out and speak about the Sunni people and try and say, don't do that. Because you wouldn't like it the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't like it some other person come and start from we wouldn't do it because you know we wouldn't do it because we hold them sacred as well.
Exactly.
But let's say someone from another religion starts to do with Ali what you guys did with Omar.
Yeah.
Just think of it like that.
Yeah, would you and would you like if we come and said, you know what, it's, we can't see it anyways. But imagine if I was an atheist and I said, oh, you know what, it's your, you know, if you're born free, you know, if you want to watch
they won't have it both ways.
How would you, you would hate it. This is the issue with this whole freedom of nonsense. When it's done towards the other person, this is what it shows me, that you two, these two individuals, you actually promote it. You promote it. Don't come and say to me, no, you are promoting it. You are happy with it. That's what you show me. You are using certain words here and there, but you are basically saying, go and watch, see what they really did. And basically, in a nutshell, is the story true?
It's not true, man. It's not true.
It's fake.
It's not true. Give us the evidence that it's true.
Yes, you know, true.
It's not true.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's it. That's all.
That's it, brothers and sisters. You guys make your decision, inshallah. We don't want anyone to go send hate to them. We're just telling you straight up. It worries us to see the Shia community. Like I said, I don't want to judge them based on these two individuals. Very concerning. Very concerning. And we will, inshallah, not allow these movies or these filth. What was the name?
Khabith.
Yeah. So Khabith to cause, you know, for us Shias and Sunnis to fight each other. We don't want to go down that route. They're trying to do that. And we're not. And we did that. You know, when the Shia, the place of worship was attacked. Me, you, we went there. Me, you, and Sheikh Abu Safi, we actually went there.
Why?
Because we said, you know, the person who did it, he didn't say Shia Sunni. So we went there. So no one can come and tell us, oh, you hate Shias, this kind of nonsense. But if you're going to come to us with that,
it's true.
Yeah, we will see a different side to us. And when I'm a different side, I'm talking about, you know, showing your true colors.
That's right.
Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IslamNet is establishing a masjid and a community center. If you donate to build this masjid, Allah will inshallah build a house for you in Jannah with bricks of gold and silver. Every person who prays in this masjid, every child that memorizes the Quran, you will inshallah share in that reward. Donate now, guys, and do not delay.